Level 3 Research. Picking your player. When hiring a third-party property management company, I cannot stress enough how imperative it is that you make a wise, well-informed decision. That is why it is vitally important that you consult your team. Don't just go by your observations. You need another set of eyes. That is just a sound business principle. Even in writing this book, I had a dozen close friends read the drafts and give me their honest opinions. If I had just finished a first draft and said, "This is as good as it can be," I wouldn't have felt good about the final draft. Level 3 research is the time when you will be able to run your findings by your team of experts. Talk to your property management expert and show them your thought process on the companies that you will be picking. They may have some valuable insights that you might have missed. Have a lawyer review contracts. They will be able to help you avoid any hidden traps. Call and talk to industry players in the market where your property is located. They will have a good knowledge of the local companies and will be able to confirm or modify your findings. Just by doing this, I guarantee you will be able to remove some companies from your list and feel just that much more confident that you can make the right choice for the new player on your investment team. The management contract. Once you have completed your 3 levels of research and settled on the management company for your property, you will come to the hiring stage. This will involve negotiating the management contract. First off, you should always have an attorney review any contract that you are going to sign. An attorney will be able to tell straight away whether a company is trying to fleece you with hidden clauses or trick fee structures. That said, there are a few things you should definitely keep an eye out for when evaluating a property management agreement. Fee structure. Be sure never to sign an agreement with just a flat fee structure. If a management company is not willing to put a stake in the financial success of your property, chances are they simply aren't worth the paper their contract is written on. A company that charges a percentage fee of the income collected will be motivated to collect as much income as possible. That will mean more money in their pocket and yours. That's what I like to call a symbiotic relationship. Also, it's important to remember that the percentages will vary depending upon the market your property is located in. If all the property management companies in a market are charging around 6% for a 100-unit building, it will do you no good to try to negotiate the fee down to 4%. It is your responsibility to know the market your property is in and determine what a fair percentage is. Accounting systems. Be sure the contract is clear on when rent will be collected, when it will be deposited, and where. It is important to make sure your money will not be commingled with any other property's money in the management portfolio. Determine if the agreement is clear that you will have financial control over the property and that you can set the guidelines on spending habits for the property. Most likely, according to the approved budget, there should also be clear expectations for when and how the management company will report to you on a monthly and annual basis with financials. Dates should be clear as to when all financial reports are due, and it should be no later than the 15th of each month for the previous month's operations. Be clear on the fees that should be collected and the dates on which they should be collected. Responsibilities. The management agreement should spell out clearly the responsibilities of the management company and should have legal language for you as the owner if those responsibilities are not met. Remember the importance of getting everything in writing. Don't settle for generalizations. It will be much better for both you and the company you are hiring if the expectations are detailed in the management agreement. Expiration. Finally, it is important to have a clear timeline set in the management agreement. Don't sign multi-year agreements that lock you into a contract with penalties for early cancellation. The term of the agreement should be comfortable for you and match the needs of your property. Make sure to note whether the management agreement has an automatic renewal clause. These are not necessarily bad in themselves, but you, as the owner, should remember the date so that you can review the performance of the company throughout the year before the contract renewal goes into effect.